Nigel, we were talking about education and praising students. Do you think that students today are praised too much?
I do. I don't think that they need as much praise for poor work. If they're doing good work, then of course they deserve it. But this false sense of success that kids are given, I think is really messing with their heads later on in life.
How so? Like, how do you think it affects them later on in life if they have this false sense of success, as you say?
Well, when it comes time to really perform and to step up to the plate, say in college or in their career in the future, they might not know how to really do any of these skills. They've been propped up by compliments that are just full of air. So they might not really know how to go about doing something, but they have a sense of entitlement that they should receive that promotion or that good grade in college, even though they did nothing to actually achieve it.
Right. So do you actually, when you were younger, did you have teachers who were very strict? So if you failed, they let you know that you failed?
Yes. Yes, they let you know immediately. I had some teachers who weren't very nice at all. Maybe the polar opposite. Didn't cut you any breaks either. Let you know that you weren't heading anywhere fast unless you turned it around quick. So they were not about babying me or my classmates at all. It was very hard to get good grades because they graded hard. So very different from my experience with people who are in school today.